Welcome to the Sean Stevenson Show. I'm Sean Stevenson, your host and professional speaking guide. You have a message to share, and I can teach you how to get it to millions. The Sean Stevenson Show, the best resource for building a lucrative speaking business and a fulfilling life. Enjoy the show. Behind closed doors, I'm always returning to my correspondence, looking for where I've dropped the ball, I have unfinished conversations, or unfulfilled promises. When you're running a business, and you have a lot of balls in the air, and you feel like you're juggling your personal life, your health, your marriage, your children, your speaking contacts, your friends, your family, when you have all these things, it's very easy to let things slip through the cracks. It's very easy to not respond to somebody's text. It's very easy to tell somebody you're going to send them something and then get pulled off in a different direction. All the while, they're wondering, did you not care about them? Are you not friends with them anymore? Do you not like them? And it's easy to cause all kinds of challenges just because you don't have systems in place to make sure things don't fall through the cracks. You know, one of the things that I look back on my career and I am so, so grateful for is that I took the advice of my friend Christian Michelson, who said, Sean, you need a team. Mindy told me this as well. You need a team around you because you can't be good at everything. And I gotta say, I have been really bad over the years at making sure that all communications are up to par. And that's why I'm so grateful that I have a team, that over time I started hiring people around me that were really good at making sure things didn't slip through the cracks. My best secret weapon is Rose. And Rose is my executive assistant that I hired years ago that Mindy found. She actually did the hiring and has worked with me ever since. And over the years, Rose has gotten to know my communication patterns, what I'm good at and what I'm not. And we each week get together and work through our inbox. And what we find is that it's important to go back through the week and see, has everybody been responded to? Then it's even good to go back about every month to 3 months and comb through all your correspondence and see, do you have any unfulfilled promises? Are there anybody in your communication conversations that you said, oh yeah, I will send you that contract or I will get you that information, and then you got distracted? And it's okay to go back to those communications, warm them up, and say, so sorry, totally unprofessional on our part to have let this slip through the cracks, but here you go. Is there anything else that you need? But years ago, I felt embarrassed when I would let something slip through the cracks. So then, I would let a week turn into a month, and a month turn into half a year. And then after half a year, I thought, they don't even care now. I look ridiculous, and I would just let it completely die. And that could be thousands of dollars of a potential speaking client or a keynote opportunity. You want to make sure that you have systems in place that allow you to comb through your communications to check and see, where are some of the communications energetically stalled? Because it's very easy in business to get a correspondence of somebody looking to hire you, so they write you once, then you're excited, so they you write them back. But then once you write them back, maybe they get distracted. Even though they were looking for information, maybe they never got back to their own email, and they're now embarrassed. And so they're afraid to start the conversation back up again. So in business, it's so important that you become completely comfortable with yourself and have your team be okay with multiple communications with somebody, pinging them again for a second time or a third time, just to make sure that nothing is energetically falling off the map. And I gotta tell you, this does turn into cash. I've had speeches and clients that have said to me, oh yeah, I totally want to work with you. But then they get distracted, or maybe something happens in their personal life, and they themselves are not that enthused about their business or their life or their opportunities, so they go dormant for a while. They go dark. And it has nothing to do with you. But when you reach back out to them, you might find it totally revives the relationship. And I've made tens of thousands of dollars just by going back and combing my emails and seeing who's the person that left off last. And if it's me, I gotta get on that quickly. If it's them, it might be good to just nudge them again. So what we do is we go back through our emails and we just read through them again. And we make sure that it's gone all the way to the completion cycle. They either contracted with us or they said no thank you. And no matter what, we always go to completion. We keep pinging until we either get the money or we get the no. And that's okay. You can't feel bad about the follow-up. In the past, I would feel bad. I'd feel bad feeling like that I was some kind of pest. I gotta say, the pest is in your mind. The pest perception is that somebody feels like all that you do is contact them. But what you've forgotten is that they're getting contacted by people all over the place. They're not just thinking about you. They have all these other obligations in their life. And so when they hear from you once, it's so easy for them to forget. Sometimes we need to hear from somebody 2, 3, 4, 12 times until we make a decision. And I've learned this interesting fact about people making buying decisions. Sometimes we're so worried about, should we do that? Should we do this? And we have such indecision that we're hoping that the service provider or that the product company nudges us with another ping, nudges us with another opportunity, be it a coupon, an opportunity, a webinar to go attend, something to grab our attention and say, do this now. I'll even go through my phone about once a month and cycle back through all my text messages, and I will reach back out to people. I will ask questions that I never got an answer to. I will see to it that people are receiving the value that I have promised them. It's important that you be okay with multiple communications with people, whether it's me sending text messages, returning emails, even my social media, just going back and seeing, did I respond to the comments that people left me? Have I responded to the personal messages? What are all the different hanging communications that are out there that are open loops? Because open loops can lead to money, or they can lead to opportunities where you can get in front of people that can lead to money. You know, this is a business. I call this show, the Sean Stevenson Show, How to Become a Lucrative Speaker. I didn't call this program the Sean Stevenson Show, How to Try Your Hand at Public Speaking and Maybe It'll Work, and if it doesn't, you gave it a shot. No, this is about lucrative, meaning you're making money. You're able to afford a lifestyle that you deserve and desire. I think it's interesting, as I post these podcast episodes up online and then promote them on social media, sometimes they upset people. They upset people because people say, well, you're not supposed to be making money from stories. That's manipulation, and you sold out. And it fascinates me because your story, your life experiences, the things you've survived, the lessons you learned the hard way, that's worth something to somebody, especially if you're able to help somebody make money with what you've learned. You know, as a speaker, You need to see yourself as a marketer first. And as marketers, we need to be okay with upsetting people, because there will be a certain percentage of your audience, your marketing prospective audience, that will be annoyed that you're asking them to spend money with you, that will be offended that you're asking about anything that could cost them. But this is your profession. As a speaker, you're eventually, if you're not already, going to be selling tickets to a live event, or selling and presenting yourself as a keynote speaker, or selling yourself as a coach, whatever it may be. You need to slay what I call the marketing monster. And the marketing monster is what shows up the moment you sit behind your computer to write a sales letter for a product or a service, or the moment you start to compose an email to your list or a social media post, and that marketing monster whispers, who's going to care about what you have to sell? Why do you think you are the one somebody should spend money on? They're just going to hate this. This is crazy. You don't know what you're doing. This is the first time you've done this. There's so many other people out there that are better than you, that have been doing this for longer than you. Who do you think you are competing with those people? Yeah, the marketing monster is very tricky, and it will show up every time you go to put your neck out there. And that's okay, because eventually the marketing monster either sees that you're going to do it anyway and starts to quiet down, or it keeps coming back, but you use it as a source of fuel to prove that doubt wrong. Look, there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be people that are envious and jealous, and people that are out there saying, you shouldn't do this. How dare you? Who are you to say? And they're just signaling to you that they're not living their dreams. People who are living their dreams do not have time to go after you, to insult you, to tear you down, to tell you what you're doing wrong. So anytime you face these critics and haters, know that these are people that are not pursuing their dreams. They're very sad people. They may hide that sadness behind anger or disgust or militant attitude, but don't be fooled. These are people that are hurting inside because they're not living out their dreams. They're not getting outside of their comfort zones. But that doesn't need to stop you. Just because there are people out there trying to block you from living out your dreams doesn't mean you should quit. In fact, you should use that as fuel to push even harder, because all the outside influences will never be as convincing as the ones internally. And I've noticed when I am most upset with my haters and doubters and people that are annoyed with me, it's because I'm worried myself. What if they're right? If they don't bother me, if I practically don't even notice, I know it's because I'm in alignment with my own work. I'm in alignment with my purpose on this planet. You need to constantly be combing your communications and seeing where are you leaving business on the table because you just didn't send that one extra email. You didn't return a phone call. You didn't get back to somebody who left you a voicemail. It's amazing that business is grown by the courageous ones who are willing to make one more attempt at communication. You cannot be paralyzed by the perception of being a pest. Slay your marketing monster. Face all of the doubts and fears inside of you and push forward. Still reach out. Make sure that people know what you have to offer. And yeah, in the beginning, it might be a little crude. Not crude, like inappropriate, but rudimentary. Might be a little first draft. It might be something that isn't perfectly polished. That's okay. This is how you get better. Your story being told to the right audience. It might save people's lives. It might save people lots of money that they could then use to better themselves. It might help end challenges in their relationships or mend broken hearts. You can't stop just because you're scared. You need to continue to reach out and tell the world what you have to offer. And go back to those prospects and keep going until you either get a no or a contract with money. It's okay. You can't build a business trying to get everybody to like you. Trying to get everybody to say, oh, wow, you emailed me just the right number of times. No, you're going to rub some people the wrong way. And if you want to build a business, just know that's par for the course. You know, I've been thinking lately about my own goals and where I am with my goals. I found this great little book called Growing Your Business by Mark LeBlanc. I read it years ago, and Mark LeBlanc has been an awesome mentor of mine throughout the years in speaking. And his book is, I don't know, probably less than 100 pages. It's a paperback book, and I bought it by the dozens and mailed it out to prospects and clients, along with thank you notes. And I recently opened up a copy that was sitting on my shelf this morning. And there were some questions that the book asks. And there were blank lines for me to fill in my answers. And so I started to look back at what did I say when I started reading this book 15 years ago were some of my goals or some of my sales targets. And I was so excited to see that I had set these targets so high that it had taken me quite a while to get there. And as I was looking at the targets today, thinking back to where I was when I started my speaking career all those years ago, I started to think how the target that I had set for 1 month in sales is now what I do in one speech with my income. I make now in one speech what I was hoping to make a month when I was reading this book. And it brought me some peace. And it let me know just how far I've come. You see, in business, it's so easy to continue to look forward. In strategic coach, they call it the gap. Getting stuck in that gap where you're constantly looking forward, saying, I want to achieve this, I want to achieve that. And you're frustrated because you're not there yet. And every time you start to achieve something, you set another goal. So then you're constantly in perpetual disappointment. That doesn't end well. You have to look back and see, what have you done? Where have you come from? And you got to get excited about where you are right now. You know, I'm just starting this Facebook group. If you're not a member already, I really recommend that you go to facebook.com/groups/lucrative speaker. And as I start this group, I'm watching the numbers. It starts off in the low hundreds, and then I know it's going to get to the thousands, and then it's eventually going to grow to be a very large group. And I got to say, it's fun in the early stages. Whenever you start a project, you have to get excited about the infancy of it. You know, you don't see a baby who starts to crawl and then finally gets its little tiny fingers up on the coffee table to stand up and it's wobbling. You don't get mad that it's not perfectly stable. You don't get mad that it's not running. You're excited and you're celebrating where it's at. And I've been thinking about, I need to celebrate all the little infancies of projects that I start, as do you. Wherever you are in your speaking career, if you've been doing it for years and you're a pro and you're just looking for that added edge, or if you're somebody that's just starting, or even maybe you're a little nervous whether or not you want to do it, but you're just kind of kicking the tires a little bit, I'm here to tell you, relax. You are exactly where you need to be. And know that as you set your goals, there will be a day where you look back and you'll say, wow, I'm blown away with my success that I do in a day. that in the past I would have been happy with in a month or a year. I know that it's so much sexier to be impatient and be demanding and want things done now. And some people will hut to and say, oh, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and get you things. And I know impatience has a time and a place. But in the big picture, I think that patience is dramatically underrated. If you are patient with yourself and your career, it's a lot more peaceful along the way. In holding true to this podcast, I'm going to knock on your door again and tell you I would love to work with you personally. I would love to have you in my small group of my story workshop. My story workshop is called Lucrative Stories, and it's taking place this February 2018. And all the information about this event, you can find at lucrativestories.com. I'm going to be helping you craft the stories that will get you booked and rebooked for years to come at conferences and businesses, because I've found as a speaker, it's our stories that differentiate us from our competition and leave a lasting impact on our audiences. So go to lucrativestories.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode. Make sure and subscribe to The Sean Stevenson Show on iTunes and leave a review of the podcast. For more information and further conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Lucrative Speaker. I'm Sean Stevenson, your professional speaking guide. I'll catch you next time on The Sean Stevenson Show. You've got a message. Let's get it to millions.